Well, today, though, I'm here to talk about deeds. And you're thinking, why are deeds that important in estate planning and in elder law planning? And they're really important because what you do today is published for everybody down the road to see. And it'll affect not only your clients, but subsequent purchasers. So if you do the wrong thing, you could be finding out about it years from when you actually do it. There are several types of deeds we're going to talk about today, but before I actually get into the deeds themselves, I want to talk about the warranty provision in a deed. The warranty provision is probably one of the most important things you can put in the deed, no matter which deed you do, because it affects your seller and your buyer. The warranty of title is where the seller represents that the property is not subject to any encumbrance except for those specifically set forth in the deed. So I, as seller, am warranting that I have good title except for the things that I specifically set out. Well, y'all have probably heard and probably know about general warranty deeds, and those are deeds that say, I am warranting title not only during the time I owned it, but from when the sovereign gave it to the first person. And the only thing that is an exception to that warranty is what I specifically list in the exceptions clause in the deed. Well, why is that important to know? Because when I do that as a seller, I am taking responsibility for everything that's ever happened on that property that could affect title. So as a buyer, I really want a general warranty deed. As a seller, I may want to give only a special warranty deed. And so what that is saying, I'm not taking responsibility for everything that's been put on title since the beginning of time. I'm only taking responsibility for what I put on title. So I'll only warrant title for the amount of time that I owned it. I'm giving you good title, but if I didn't put it on there, I'm not responsible for it.